Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Blalock. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Blalock. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boyer. Taylor moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Musial fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Altman for the double play. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gramas misplays the ball. That's an error on Gramas. Banks moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive towards short. Banks catches it and throws to first to double up Musial. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaylock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Blaylock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaylock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Drabowski hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaylock fires to first and picks off Taylor. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 0-for-1 in the game. Gramas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin, who is chasing the ball. Gramas reaches third base with a triple. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Cubs. Wally Shannon pinch hits for Bob Blaylock. Wally Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gramas scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Larry Jackson pinch runs for Wally Shannon. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Vinegar Bend Mizell now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Billy Williams. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Musial scoops it up and throws to first, with Mizell covering, for the out. Morin moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark is walked intentionally. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Drabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. White reaches second base with a double. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Don Elston now pitching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Musial takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Boyer moves to second. George Crow pinch hits for Kurt Flood. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Boyer scores. Musial moves to second. It's Cubs, 4, Cardinals, 4. Tim McCarver pinch runs for George Crow. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Smith reaches second base with a double. Musial scores. McCarver goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Cardinals. Dave Hillman now pitching. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Grammas hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Duke Carmel now playing center field. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls pinch hits for George Altman. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Schult pinch hits for Jim Marshall. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Art Schult now playing first base. Walt Morin now playing left field. Bobby Thompson now playing center field. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schult scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 3 in the game. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. White reaches second base with a double. Cunningham moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cunningham scores. White moves to third. It's 7-4, Cardinals. Art Ciccarelli now pitching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White scores. Boyer moves to second. It's 8-4, Cardinals. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Averill for a passed ball. Boyer moves to third. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Musial hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-4, Cardinals. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Cardinals. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Grammas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 11, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Cunningham now playing first base. Gino Cimoli now playing right field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Morin hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 11, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ed Donnelly now pitching. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mizell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schultz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 11, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame misplays the ball. That's an error on Blasingame. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Ed Donnelly. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.